Well, it's wonderful to be back with the team, and we'll get the whole team to come out here in just a little while. But we just really want to bless you. It's great to be back. I just want to read a little scripture before we start this morning. For a team to go, a team needs to, we just don't go rocking off on our own, but the team as it goes is actually sent out. So I just want to read from Romans 10, and it says, verse 11 from Romans 10, it says, as the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. For there's no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen? But how can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one in whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But it says, verse 15, how can they preach unless they're sent? And so we just want to honor you as a church that for sending us off and releasing the team to be able to go. When we go there, we're not just representing ourselves. We're representing the Lord Jesus Christ, but we're representing the church. And part of our call as a church is for people to be going out and touching people's lives for Christ, and even in every nation. So we praise God for that. Really want to honor the oversight, Pastor John, Pastor Pat, and the rest of the oversight. It's wonderful to be able to go away knowing that everything will go along well, and the church doesn't miss a heartbeat, and we just bless you and honor you. We always can be confident when we go away. We're going to have the team share in a little while. We're going to show, first of all, started off as a few clips. It goes for quite a little while. Hopefully, it will be okay for you. The format that it comes up on the screen, and you're going to lose some text on it, but that's okay. But it'll just give you a bit of an idea of who went on the trip, what we did on the trip, and then we're going to get the team forward just to share a couple of little insights, how God is a highlight, how God's challenged us, what God did in us. Because when you go on a trip somewhere, it's not just what comes out, it's really what God does in you, and that's probably one of the most powerful things. But we just pray that there is a deposit that has been left. So just want to watch the screen, and we'll put on this presentation for you and see how we go. Grow Church Philippines Mission Trip 2009. Outreaching globally. Doris, Dorini, Kieran, Michael, Dot, Joshua, Raj and Pastor Chris. No, we didn't. After arriving at Cebu, it was off to Mandawi, to Pastor Allen's home, and also where the church is located, to settle in. Friday afternoon, it was off to the Mandawi area for the first of the three children's outreaches that we would do in the surrounding district.
Yeah.
Kieran spoke to the children.
Man.
Who likes to have a big friend?
You say ganahan, ma'am. Kanao, mana ay amiga, amiga.
I'm going to tell you a story.
Nasha is telling a story.
About a special man.
About sa isang tao.
Named David.
Ang pangalan ay
amiga.
Early the next morning, it was off to the second of our children's outreaches in the Badawi area.
And we're from Australia. We love your banner. That's very. Can you show us again? Can we see the banner again? Oh, that's very good. Very good. Dot, can you say dot? Say Dot.
Dot.
Dot. Say Doris.
Doris.
Say Kieran.
Doris.
Michael.
Michael.
Darini.
Darini.
Joshua.
Joshua.
He's my boy. Joshua is my son. And Raj.
Raj.
You know what Raj means? It means king. King Raj. No, he's not really a king, but.
Next, it was Doris's turn to bring the story for the children.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you a little story. A story about David. One day, the prophet came.
Isa ka daw, Lupita? Isa ka si Mita? Lupita?
He was very angry.
So she asked him,
that person should have been punished to play David.
This children's outreach was in an area which had recently been ravaged by a fire which destroyed many of the homes. Second average today was conducted in the area of the again ministered an impacting message before the team left and went back ready for our afternoon youth service.
So, the life I had before and the life I want to see afterwards. When we grew up in Sri Lanka, I was raised as a Hindu.
Sunday afternoon was a special service, Raj's testimony and Dot preaching.
It says, the people willingly offered themselves and they blessed the Lord. The people gladly offered themselves to fight the good fight for the Lord. And so men and women were rising together behind the leaders to overcome the victory, and they weren't holding back.
The team then left by boat to go to Bohol, where the CRC Children's Home is located near Ubay. The trip overall took just under 5 hours to get to the destination. Met by Pastor Romeo, who was in charge of the children's home.
Hello.
Certainly going to be a challenge to get everybody and all the gear into these three wheels.
Hello. What's your name? What's your name?
My
girl. Very good. And Mark.
Pastor Romeo and Aileen and Shoshani are the staff at the children's home. He was then off to the local public school for an outreach and feeding program.
Hallelujah!
children was a massive undertaking. Everyone pitched in, and it wasn't long before the kids had something to do. After the program and helping to feed the children, it was now the team's turn to have a great meal before leaving. We were blessed with a surprise trip to some of Bohol's tourist spots. Totally unexpected, but it was a welcome and wonderful blessing for us to see some of these wonderful attractions in Bohol, which are unique to the Philippines. We joked about how wonderful it would be to go to the Chocolate Hills. Well, we didn't expect to go, but praise God, we were able to go. ...214 steps in the extreme heat. It's not as easy as it looks.
Okay, I'll take it. Better.
People were paying professional photographers to have these photos done. Well, Raj was with us, he knows what he's doing, so we all jumped in and had our photo taken. It was a bit of fun. It's pouring with rain, but anyway, it was worth it. And another stop along the way is the place where they have the Philippines' famous Tarsia, right along the riverbank, which was in full flood with the heavy rains coming down. But it was a wonderful trick to be able to see that. Then we went and had a look inside where the famous Tarsia is kept.
You know an animated film? Look at his tail. That's his tail, it's not a stick.
Look how long its tail is.
Smaller than a rat.
Unbelievable. The ears sticking up. The ears are like antennas. They go in and out like antennas.
Another tourist spot along the way was Alona Beach on the famous Panglo Island, famous for its beautiful white sandy beaches. As you can see, Michael had an absolute ball with the rest of the team. It was then back on to Cebu, but this time by supercab, so the journey took less than 2.5 hours. Interacting with the children from the children's home. We had an absolute ball playing with them, looking after them, entertaining them, even teaching them and helping them with their schoolwork. What was a real wonderful blessing was the wonderful gifts that John and Tina had made, beautiful koalas and been handed by Tina, and colouring books that John had put together. They were so delightful for these children who come from desperate circumstances. So we just want to bless you and thank you, John and Tina. Also, the team as well were generous. They also brought other toys to give to the children, and it was just wonderful to see them blessed in such a wonderful way. The students waltzing Matilda, and then Joshua gave a talk to the students about Australia. We then had the national anthem played by Michael with everybody upstanding as Advance Australia Fair echoed out. Kieran did a fantastic drama, and then myself and Dot had a chance to minister to the staff. We then travelled a short distance to the National Office and CRC Training Centre, where preparations were underway for the graduation ceremony, which was happening the following day. We're grateful for this roof, as you'll see a little bit later.
Everything, everything, everything.
mission trip, okay. 2009.
Don't have to sit through it again.
It's all right.
Okay. We got these lights. Turn them all on. Something will happen, except for the one we want. Yeah, there we go. Well, I trust that gave you a bit of an idea about what we did as a trip. And for me, it was a very relaxing trip. Normally, like, if I go for 2 or 3 weeks, I might preach 30, 40 times. For me, it was fantastic to lead the team and to see them all doing things. It was just wonderful. So I'm just going to invite the team up. Before the team come out, I just want John and Tina to come out. Where's John and Tina? They can just put their hands here. John and Tina, just come out the front. And what all the hard work that they did. Come on, John and Tina. It takes a little while to come, but we just really want to honour you and bless you for all the hard work that you did in making all those wonderful toys and those books. For those children over there, some of them are from very desperate situations. Not all of them are orphans in the children's home. Some of them come to it from a family of maybe 13 children, and the parents just can't look after them, so no one to care for them. So it was a real blessing. One of the children's home, the one at Danau, they made a little thank you card for you, and they did this all by themselves. And it says, "Dear John and Tina, hi, a pleasant day to all of you, and thank you for giving us the pretty cars." Well, we gave them some little cars, some of the team bought. "Beautiful teddy bears and colouring books. Everything that you've given to us, thank you for supporting us. We are very so happy that even though you didn't come here, but you have a good heart to give to us. You are so very good. I hope you get well." I told them you're struggling a little bit, and so they wanted you to come. I said, "Well, it's a little bit hard at the moment. We didn't know you, and you didn't know us, but you have a heart to give, and we'll always be praying for you." And here are the names of all the children. So I listed all the children for you, and so that's from the kids. They just want to bless you. And there's a copy of that little presentation there, so on DVD. So let's bless John and Tina. We really bless you for all that you did with making the books and everything. So bless you. Thank you. Okay, I'll just invite the team forward now. The team would like to come. Unfortunately, Doris had to work today. We were actually delayed coming back. We had a three-hour delay coming back from Cebu, which means we missed our flight home again. So unfortunately, Philippines Airlines put us up in a five-star hotel for the night, gave us buffet meals and buffet breakfasts, as well as food vouchers as well on top of that. So it was a very hardship, but we coped with all of that. But the rest of the team would like to come. Team, please come. So let's put our hands together, bless the team. But Doris, unfortunately, is unable to be here. She's working this evening, and so maybe hop up here. We're just going to give them an opportunity just to share a couple of things. We were going to do the drama, but without Doris here, we can't do the drama. So I'm just going to ask the team. They're just going to share just a couple of things how God really blessed them and touched them as well. Just also, we do have another little card. There was a little thank you card from the Pastor Allen. He's the national director, his wife Cleofi, and they wrote a little thank you card for the team as well. And we have the order of service if anyone's interested for the graduation ceremony that they had. But who would like to go first just to share? And Joshua's hiding. So, okay, good on you, Joshua. You look away, that's Filipino for me. Pick me. Okay.
Well, I really personally enjoyed the trip a lot. I learnt so much from it. My biggest highlight from the trip was to see all the little kids singing their hearts out, and they really don't really have much, but they're just singing their little hearts out, and that really touched me. A few challenges that we had, there was lots of mosquito bites and also a few cockroaches. And yeah, but it was really good time. And I was touched from the way that the Filipino people, they act and everything. They're like servants to you. They literally... they carry your bags, they pay for you, they do everything for you. And yeah, so that's what I
think. Thank you, Joshua. Maybe who wants to go next? Michael, do you want to go next? Yeah, go, Michael. Michael was a real hit also there with his and played so well. We're great to see him playing his music. He got a real gift of music, so bless you.
Yeah, the thing that touched me most was just giving the things to the kids, just to see them so delighted to receive some new things. Like the home in Bohol, I think. No, Danau, when we gave the kids some balls and some badminton bats and stuff, and just with the way they played with them, just so delighted to have some new things around, just to see them so happy and joyful. It just really touched me. And another thing, like Josh, just to see them singing, the way in which they did, just shouting to the Lord, that touched me as well.
Well done. It's really exciting. These two young men, actually when the Philippine young girls at the youth night, the two of them sat down, voomph, they're all around them. Apparently, they like blonde hair, but they like the white skin as well, and they're voomph all around them. And there's some word in the Filipino, which I don't know what it is in Tagalog, which means I'd like to have him as my boyfriend. So we're saying, stay away, girls, just stay away. Anyway, they were very popular, but they did it in part, and they ministered really well, so we just bless them. Who wants to go next? King Raj. King Raj? King Raj. Actually, he actually ended up with a couple. We were all jammed into this little truck at one stage, and there was absolutely a spot you couldn't put a two-year-old, but Raj is in there somehow. We said, Raj, you're so versatile, you're so pliable. So he got the nickname Gumby. So they were calling him King Gumby. But anyway, it was Hannah. And look, really grateful to Raj. A lot of the footage he took, he was there. You didn't see a lot of him because he's behind the camera. It was a real blessing having someone who was there who had the skills of a photographer. He ministered incredibly as well. But that was an extra blessing, which I didn't expect. So bless you, Raj. King Raj. Let's bless Raj.
Hello, everyone. It's good to be back. And there's a lot of things I learned. You learned so much. That I always felt like I don't have any gifts or, you know, I can't do this. But over there, going back, being among them, you just realize how much gift we all got. And other thing is how every one of us in the team play a big part, like as a team together, you know. So much gift that everybody came in the right time, did the right thing, said the right thing, and lifted everybody up. And another thing is that over there, they don't have much. They're so happy. And here, we got so much, never enough. We want to go and get more, you know. Saturday, let's go shopping, or, you know. Like, over there, it's simple things. And it was a bit of a shocker for me to see the children's home. They had hardly any toys in the house, one of the house. So it was like, I couldn't believe it, you know, that many, 10 children's. It's not that many toys at all. It's like there's no such thing called toy box over there. So it's so great to see that doll, that knitted doll, all the girls are carrying around, walking around with it. It's just a huge thing for them. So it's so much thing. And you became like, you learned more and you became more bold too. I learned to stand up and speak. I can do it, like, you know, I'm not afraid anymore. So that is a big breakthrough, I think. I'm more comforting and amazing to see how God works too. But we waited so many years for this. We waited, finally it came through, you know, like mission trip. It's exciting. Thank God for this.
Thanks, Raj. So one part you might have seen, the children were actually playing with the rubber bands. They have two rubber bands as their toy, two rubber bands. And they put them down and they whack beside it and they try to make them jump and they race the rubber bands. And Raj was there giving them special lessons on how to make the rubber bands bounce further. But that shows you how little that they had. And that rubber bands were the toys, so it was good to be able to bless them. Dorini, you're nodding away. You want to come next? It was great to have you there with your husband.
Well, I think one of the highlights for me was the children's homes. I always wanted to go and work in one. And I always thought I didn't have any gifts. And what would I give them? I couldn't teach. I couldn't sing. But being there, I just realized they just wanted you there. They just needed somebody to love them. And I knew I could do that. And I was blessed so much because they just wanted to be loved. And I think that's what I learned most, even with the young people or with the older people, just talking to them and just being there with them, doing things with them. They just received it so much and they just wanted to know that somebody cared and somebody came and they knew that you sent us. And I think that spoke a lot to them too, that we would think about them from here. And I learned that there's so much that God has given us, so much that we were gifted with and we still have, and we don't use it here because it's comfortable for us. We forget that we are on a mission for God here. And I learned that I got to rise up here where I'm put, and because I didn't want to come back. I remember walking back into our home and just thinking, this is strange. You know, I'm not at home anymore. I was home there, and I just want to go back. But it's great to be at church. I'm finally home.
Bless you, Doreeni. Karen, one thing about Karen I thought was quite a quiet person. Man, she can project a voice. Their sound system, you might have heard it when Karen was trying to talk, is the whole time while you're talking. It was literally like that. Without the microphone, Karen was able to project her voice across the masses of people fast. I was very impressed with Karen. She inputted many, many things, but bless you. Let's hand over to you.
Yes, it is good to be back, and I feel like I'm going to be repeating a lot what has been spoken already. But it just really touched my life. I can't say that I have come away there not a changed person, because I am changed. Physically, I'll just go through those things. Physically, it was a challenge, I guess, in some things. It was like camping indoors, and there's lots of cockroaches and everything. So it sort of showed a few of the true selves coming out when we discovered cockroaches in our room the first night, and so a few stomping of the feet, and I think Doreeni hit one with a book, and it was quite interesting, so that was good. Emotionally, yes, it really touched me, going through to the outreaches, the children's outreaches, and seeing the conditions that the children lived in and the families lived in. It really touched my heart. It was quite unhygienic places to be in, and but they nevertheless, they smiled. There was always a smile on everyone's face, even though they had less, even though they had nothing, there was a smile on everyone's face. They just, you know, just couldn't stop smiling. And these children that they outreached to, and we had an opportunity to outreach to, they had been learning about Jesus, and they knew about Jesus, and they just had this glow about them. They wanted more and more, and it was just a blessing to be able to impart more and just to be able to teach the children more about Jesus. And spiritually, I really know that God has changed me. I didn't think that I, you know, like it's been spoken, that I had much to offer. I knew that, yes, I could, you know, teach the children Bible stories. But it was just amazing how when the time came, you just felt the power of the Holy Spirit just rise up. And the things that I imparted, I know it wasn't from myself, it was from God. And that just blew me away. It really did. It was just awesome how God worked in each of our lives, and just seeing each one of us rise up with the giftings that He's given us. It was just so amazing. And like has been shared before, we rose up as a team, and that was just really amazing to see. So yes, I am humbled by what I have seen over there. And I remember saying to God, I don't want to come back into this life that I'm living here in Melbourne and just go back into the way that I was before. I want to continue just to be changed and to remain in this state of humbleness and just being grateful for what I have here, and just knowing that I can do things that that God calls me to do. It was, yeah, a wonderful time. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Dot, say dot. Dot.
Sounds easy, doesn't it? But they didn't get it all the time. If I could just read from Romans chapter 12, verse 5. So we being many are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. The thing that strikes me when I've gone overseas into a few nations now is how the people there look after one another, even though they're not part of their own family. And they, even from a very young age, they each take another little one under their wing as though they're a mum or a dad, and they mentor them and raise them like they were their own brother or sister. And this is the way, this is the lifestyle that they have. This is the community that they know, even as unbelievers. But when they come into the body of believers and they're being taught and trained by the young people there that go out, They go out into the outreaches and touch many children's, many families. It's just wonderful to watch that lifestyle and how they're individuals of one another, not individuals of each other. And I was just really blessed by that. I was really blessed to be part of this team. Thank you to the guys who took care of Michael, because we were separated into different rooms for the whole time. And Raj, you did a great job there. At the end, it was just those two. We had a bit more space. But mostly we just slept on the floor just about the whole time. That was different. That was a long time to sleep on the floor for 10 days. Or the last night we were treated to a special room, but that was God's present to us, I think. But the team there really looked after us well as a result of knowing the hardships that that we weren't used to. And the way they knit together, they're very tight, the team, in their ministry to us and their ministry in their outreaches. They're very tight because they know that one weak link will pull the others down. And so they all pulled together, all going in the same direction. And that was a blessing as well. And it was just great to learn more about each other. I didn't know a couple of things about the team, and I'm sure they didn't know a couple of things about me. I think I need a bit more sleep than others. They just let me sleep, thank God, when I needed it. But sleep is something that you sort of have to learn to go without when you're travelling back and forth all the time. So it was great to learn together and closely knit together as well in our ministries, and particularly to watch Michael in action. He doesn't even know he's got a ministry. He doesn't really know what service is, and yet just watching him with the kids, that's it. He just loves people. People matter to him more than anything. And he had this camera, and they were just flocking to the camera because he's just taking pictures, and here they could see themselves back in the camera, and they loved it, and that's what people love about him, is just that they matter most. And he's not trying to minister, but he is. That's his service, and it was great to watch him grow in that. And so I encourage you all to enter the School of God. The School of God is experience. It's not study. And if you're doing something new, then you're learning, and if you're learning, you're changing. So enter into a new experience and enter into the School of God, and you'll really appreciate it. Thank you.
Praise God. I really do want to honour the team, and we really were a team together. Every one of us is different, but everybody really contributed, and there was such a oneness, such a unity. There was no weak link in the team. Everyone was contributing. Everyone did so well. And it was not just the occasions of ministry, as Dot was alluding to. It's the one-on-one as well. It was very impacting. The witnessing that went on and the ministry. Every one of us had a chance to pray for people at calls, and it was a very powerful time. And just want to, again, just to encourage you all. And now, it's one thing that not every one of us is able to go to the missions field, but we can go in many ways. And certainly for those that went, it was wonderful to be able to go, but we really appreciate the prayers of everyone behind you, those that even gave. We appreciate that you were able to help in some way as well. But I just want to challenge every one of us. We all have a mission field right on our front door as well. And we certainly want to pray. We're going to pray for the nation of the Philippines, pray for the work there. But I want to encourage us in what we do in our daily lives. And one of the things that really hit me is that if you're a willing vessel, God will use you. And we had 8 willing vessels, and God used us. And wherever you're at, wherever you are, God will use you if you are willing. If you're willing, God will use you. And also, that has already been said by the team, some of them were discovering gifts. Well, they've had them all along, but maybe some of them were hidden in the ground. Maybe some of them needed a little dusting off and polishing off to be used again. And every one of us that is here, every one of you that is sitting here today, you have a call of God in your life. You have gifts in God that God wants you to use. There's good works that he's prepared in advance for you to do. And I encourage you to do that. Very easy to be comfortable. We are so comfortable here. Sometimes it takes us to be thrown out of our comfort zone for us to rise up. But I encourage you to rise up without having something to upturn your world. Sometimes we have to, something goes wrong in our life, and then we suddenly wake up and move. Much rather be moving than have to be moved. So I encourage you to do that. Use the gift as God has given you and be willing. But Colossians 1:6, it says that all over the world, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth. But all over the world, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing. And so we want to pray it's all over the world, and we're going to pray for the Philippines, but it's been among you as well. And certainly I want to pray for every one of us, for the people that we know that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. We just finished a series before we went 1 month to live. And we looked at, well, what will we do? We found out we had 1 month to live. But I tell you what, if we found out that our family members who don't know Jesus Christ had 1 month to live, what would we be doing? You'd be in there like a shot. You'd be taking every moment, every opportunity to tell them about the love of Jesus Christ. Really honor Laurie and Bernadette, what they did in their situation. They're sowing the love of Christ at a very difficult time into the family. But don't wait until you find out 1 month to live. We did that as a series. Let's be about that now. There's people that we all know who don't know Jesus Christ, and they need to be in the kingdom of God. We're going to pray for the Philippines, but we want to pray for those people. We're going to just get that Book of Life prayer, Raj. You just grab that. I want to pray for them as well, because we are living in a mission field, every one of us, every day. So let's stand to our feet. I want us to pray together. And bless your team. Really want to bless you. It was great. We did get to know each other a lot better, and just to honor one another. But we want to really just lift up the name of Jesus Christ. So let's pray. Let's pray for the nation of the Philippines. But then we want to pray for the people that you know that aren't in the kingdom of God. We've got them written down here. We've put the names of all our family members that we love and who don't know Jesus Christ. We've written them here in this Book of Life. And our prayer is that they may be in the Lamb's Book of Life in heaven. But we're going to pray. Let's join together in prayer. Father, we just thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the team that went to the Philippines. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for, Lord, the great time that we had, but Father, what you did in us, Lord, what you did through us, and Father, we just pray, Lord, for a lasting deposit to have been left in that nation. Father, we just pray for Pastor Allen, Lord, the national leader of the CRC. Father, we just pray for him and Chloe, for his family. Father, we just pray, Lord, for all the CRC churches, for the children's home, Lord, for the outreaches among the children. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the money that we send as a church, Father, the coins for missions. Lord, we can see, Lord, that we're already in action, Father. Lord, the lives are touched by the coins that we take up every week. And so, Father, I pray that you bless your people that are generous, Lord, not just once, but every week, giving and giving, Lord, and just to see there's a great result of all that giving. Bless your people, Father. Lord, I thank you for the faithfulness of your people in Grow Church. Lord, who have a heart to send, Lord, and have a heart to pray, Lord. I thank you for their prayers, Lord, and covering, Father, for everyone in the church. I thank you, Lord, for the team, Lord, that was able to lead here well, Father, Lord, that everything goes on, the kingdom keeps going forward. But, Father, we do thank you, Lord, that for that nation. Lord, we pray for the Philippines. Lord, we pray, Lord, for Christ to be exalted. And, Father, whatever part we can play, Lord, that it will be multiplied and multiplied, Father, Lord, that we'll see so many people come to Jesus Christ, Lord, from the little children, Lord, to the older ones. And, Father, as we stand here, Lord, every one of us, Lord, has the profound sense of a duty, Lord, of call, Lord, of commission, Lord, of a command, Lord, upon our lives, Lord, to go into all the world. And Father, every one of us know people that don't know you. And Father, let us be willing, Lord, even as this team was willing, Lord. And let us, Lord, use the gifts that you've given us, Lord, even as the team use their gifts. But Father, every one of us, Lord, we just pray now. Lord, we bring before you the names. So just think of the people that you've written down, that you've got down in this book. Father, we bring them before you, Lord, because these are our mission field, Lord, on our front door. And so, Father, we pray for them, Lord. We pray for our family members, Lord. We pray for our friends, Lord, our neighbors, Lord, our workmates, our school friends, Lord, those people that you put us into contact with. Lord, we pray, Lord, that we will see them coming into your kingdom, Lord, that they too may know the Lord Jesus Christ. And, Father, we just pray, Lord, for the witness of Grow Church, dear Lord, in this community, Lord, that we'll continue to touch lives in the community. Father, for the hearsay course that starts for the first time tomorrow night, Father, we see lives touched and changed for that, Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, in every way, Lord, that we'll see lives touched, Lord, for the work, Lord, and the ministry of this church. But, Lord, in each of our hearts, Father, help us to be willing, ready vessels, Lord, and called to do all the things that you've called us to do. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord. I thank you for your church, Lord. I thank you for your people. And, Lord, we thank you for Australia, Lord. Touch this nation also for Christ. Lord, we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.